Blog Talk Radio.
There's just a list of things to do, words on a page we wrote to you.
Hello, yay, my sispo is not going crazy today, yay. I am so excited because my favorite girl is coming on the show in a minute, and I'm so excited. I'm so excited, like I could, like, you know, jump on my bed, kind of excited. But you know, if I do that, you guys, I will probably kill myself. And that won't be good. Okay, so I am so excited right now because basically, my favorite, one of my favorite actresses on the planet, next to Laura White, is here. I am so excited. She knows what a big fan I am of hers. She knows how much I love her. And she knows how much I want a second baby for her. And she used to play Kendall on AMC. You know, we need Alyssa Minster back on daytime, because Carly wants to back on daytime, because I miss it so much every day. So let's welcome Alyssa.
Hello.
Hi. No, I'm serious. Okay, it goes Laura White and then you. Well, you couldn't be number one because Laura hasn't answered my direct messages in so long. So Laura's going number two. You're going number one. So, I'm serious. I mean, I have been watching since I've been staying at home and there's nothing to do because I'm quarantined in Seattle. And it's getting really boring. I have been watching YouTube of Greenlee and Kendall for the past 5 days.
You have been? Oh my gosh.
I've been overdoing it, but I have a little favor to ask. Okay, because I know you and Rebecca talk almost every day. You guys both mentioned it. Yeah, you guys both mentioned it in the Entertainment Weekly reunion thing you guys did.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I need a little favor from you. I've always wanted since I started the show. I never had Rebecca on. But
that's a shame.
No. I want Rebecca and you. I want my Greenlee and can do hour of 40 minutes or whatever. I know you guys have good, so I know you're busy. But it wouldn't be my dream come true, Alyssa, to have you guys on together. And then maybe I won't, you know, press you for the baby issue anymore if you do this for me.
Oh, my gosh. Well, listen, I would be happy to do it. And, you know, Rebecca, I don't want to speak for her, but I think if she did something with me, I think that would be fun for her, because her and I haven't done something together in so long, you know. Now, she's on the West Coast.
Yeah, so can you talk to her about it and let me know?
I can chat with her. Yes, I can chat with her for sure. You know, she's got a daughter as well, like you just said, and she's, you know, on the West Coast with her baby. But, he, you know, here we have time because everybody's in quarantine. So, you know, it's...
I mean, this is the perfect time to do it. And after we get out of this quarantine, my goal is to get you back on a soap. I'm done without seeing you on a network. I mean, I love it that you have been on, you know, other web series and everything. But you belong back on daytime.
Aw, thank you. You know,
it's time. It's past time for me. It's past time because I always got crap because I always agreed with whatever Kendra did. Whatever you did, it was fine with me. It was, you know, okay, you know, with me, what you did. And, well, except for the time which I have Rebecca on with you right now, because when you guys were in that elevator scene, well, I was watching yesterday,
and you guys had
a big fight, and you blamed her for Slater's death. It was technically her fault, but you needed someone to last out on. Someone more to do it, your best friend and your stepsister. That's a great person to last out on.
Absolutely,
and,
your best friend, right.
Yeah, and she was stuck in the interview, and she was freaking out she was going to die, and then you talked her down. And then when they got the elevator open and you guys finally hugged, and then you said, "We are back. Don't worry, we are back." And I'm like, good. About time you two made up.
Is that after what happened with Zach? No, that was something else.
Yes.
I don't remember.
Yes.
Okay.
It happened because he died. Well, he supposedly died, but then
supposedly died.
You know,
right.
So then Thorsten came back. You know,
right.
I think he was held hostage. Yes, he was held hostage by David, by Eva David.
By David Hayward. Oh, that's right.
I love Vincent, so don't send me any emails. A Twitter people, I love Vincent, but David messed with you guys' life way too much. Messed with Greenlee's life, messed with your life. So it was more like, it was probably my favorite storyline you guys did besides all the cat fights. All the cat fights you guys did were amazing. We'll go down in soap history as
they were fun.
The best cat fights ever. And
they were fun. We laughed all the way through them, like Rebecca said. We laughed and laughed. That's how we became best friends, because we used to beat the crap out of each other. So it was fun.
But you had to. I mean, you had to make it look real.
You guys were beating.
We were careful.
We were what? We were beating each other?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, no matter where you guys were fighting.
I know what you're talking about.
The wedding. Yeah, the wedding. And no matter what you two did, it was always comedy and tears at the same time. You guys could have me laughing and then crying.
At the same time, I was always divided.
So can you be with Ryan? Also, can you be with Ryan? But everything changed the day that Thorsten K came in.
I know. Yeah.
On the role of Zach Slater. Everything changed. Because you guys had the best chemistry ever. You guys were, perfect. and everything. And have you been able to talk to him since you've been quarantined? Since everyone quarantined?
Are you talking about Torsten?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I just spoke to him 3 days ago. He is good. He's in Connecticut with his family and, you know, waiting for The Bold and the Beautiful to come back into production. But we've, you know, his best friend is my husband. So he talks to my husband, like, every morning when I hear Richie, my husband, like, you know, saying funny stuff. I know. When I hear him laughing about something, I know he's talking to Torsten. But, yeah, no, Torsten called me a few days ago and we always catch up and we always talk and we always laugh and, you know, the chemistry is always there as people, you know, just it's a natural chemistry that we have as people too. So that's why it was so fun to play the characters, because the natural chemistry got to come through our characters.
Well, exactly. And you kind of owe Thorson a lot because he did introduce you to your husband.
Oh,
I mean, you kind of,
yep.
You kind of just owe him like everything,
right?
Because he
yep.
got you married, he got you the kid. Okay, he didn't do
yep,
it himself,
yep.
but
but can I? You want to know something funny? So my daughter Willow has this really cute, very distinct dimple on her chin, and when she was born, the dimple was really big on her chin. And when she was born, everyone was like, "Where'd she get the dimple from?" And everyone said, Torsten, because he's got that big dimple on his chin. Now, of course, when I was
oh my god,
I used to have a dimple on my chin, so that's where she got it from. But it was just such a funny joke between us, because Richie was like, "I don't know where she got the dimple from," and then they'd all look at Torsten with the dimple. So it's an ongoing joke between us.
Blame him. So are you home? I mean, I know you guys are home, but
yeah.
Are you guys helping to do the online learning stuff? Oh,
yes. So
okay, so how is it going?
We're
because
home.
I talked to my sister and my brother because I don't
yeah.
have any kids, and they
right.
are about to throw anything out the window right now because they are done.
Oh.
They are done. My
yeah.
brother-in-law, my brother in Idaho is done for the year, and my sister-in-law is a teacher there, so they are done for the year. But my
wow.
sister and my other brother and my sister-in-law are not done until June 18th. So I get
okay.
the text from them, stop this. And then they go, don't you want to come over and teach the kids for me, please? And I go,
please come teach them.
I go, well, you can blame your other brother because basically he did my math homework for me and they were having problems with math. I go, I'm sorry, I have no clue since I paid my other brother. I paid my brother to do my math and he paid me to do all his English reports. It just got dicey.
God.
It got
that's
dicey, but my senior year when I had his English teacher, the same one his
yeah.
Senior year, so I had to really look and see what I wrote for him and make sure I didn't rewrite it for myself. So, but I think this online learning stuff is really difficult for the kids because
Absolutely.
You are asking the kids way too much right now, in my opinion, because it's like, okay, they always stuck at home. They, until they cannot go play with their friends. And then they are just stuck with mom and dad for the duration.
Yeah.
And then say, oh,
yes.
by the way, you have to get your homework done. And,
My
mom took
a lot of kids would have a hard time with it for sure.
My mom said that you know, she did last week with my youngest niece, and she goes, "They, it's so hard to do this." And I'm like, well, yes, it is. And so I feel so bad. all my acting friends, I tap on. Everyone's been done. Everyone's like won this over, won our life back. And
yeah.
So are you guys on stage two yet? Or are you just on stage one?
We are on stage one because I'm in New York City. So we
are
on stage one.
Yeah, I'm in Seattle. So we
are
on.
That's right. What stage are you guys
on?
We are on stage one. Right outside of Seattle. Yeah, you guys are probably very similar to us. We are stage one. And, you know, as far as the learning goes, thank God, you know, Willow's in fifth grade, my daughter, and thank God she is doing very well in school, but she has a very good friend that is having a very hard time with it. And so I think it just depends on the kid, but she's outside right now. Richie took her outside to get some fresh air to go for a little bike ride, and she can see her friends from a distance on their bikes, which is good. Of course, they're all wearing
masks. Good.
But you know, no, it is good. It is good. And you know, she's getting used to wearing her little tie-dye mask. So that's good. But yeah, no, it definitely is challenging, but thank God the weather is nicer now so that she can actually go outside and, you know, social distance with friends on their bikes from a distance and at least feel like she can see them a little bit. The first month was hard because it was cold. We didn't get out of the house. We did sleep
yes.
in, so that was a bonus. We did sleep in. We didn't have to wake up early for school. So her school days start much later when Mommy and Daddy are teaching. But so far, so good. She doesn't get out of school until June 26th. We have a whole month.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it's okay. I honestly can't complain. She's done very well, and I know it's really difficult for you know, families that have more than one kid. So I give them props. I give them lots of props.
I think that would be this crazy to do for anything. I think I really, really feel sorry for you because doing all that and, you know, I want you to become into acting again.
Yeah.
And my goal is like my new goal for you. I'm like, yeah, I want to get her back on anything. I told my mom, and she goes, no, you are just
aww.
Obsessed with Kendra and Greenlee. You've always been obsessed with those two. And
well,
I'm
what
like,
if I,
mom.
What if I play a different character? What if I play a different character and she's nothing like Kendall and she's terrible?
I go, I'm like, mom, I made her awesome of it. And she goes, okay, now I get you obsessed. Now I really get you obsessed. Okay, I won't
aww.
Say anything more. Yes, and I mean, you know, because she watched Young and Restless, so she
right,
never
right,
watched,
right.
I mean, she was in General Hospital when I was a baby, and that's why I'm addicted to soaps.
Yeah,
yes, I'm blaming
yeah.
your mom and grandma, I'm calling you both
yeah,
out.
Yeah, mom and grandma, they're always one. I get it.
Yes, and I always wanted to know when you and Susan Lucy were working together, and you guys had those intense mother-daughter fights, and you guys did. You guys always won for it. How was
yeah,
it? Because, number one, you were fighting with the queen of daytime. Number one.
Yeah. No,
that would
no
be,
I know.
That
nervous.
Would have been my worst fear. So how was
yeah.
those scenes with that?
You know, that... I got to tell you, I was nervous, of course, because my first day, I mean, Susan had just slapped Kendall. So, you know, across the face. And then I had to fight with her all the time. But because Susan is such a sweet, 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 kind, loving human being, she made it easier for me because she just embraced me the day that I came on set and was very warm and gave me hugs. And we really hit it off. And I gave her the respect she deserved. I let her, you know, do what she needed to do when we respected each other. And so I actually ended up having a lot of fun with her because she made me feel comfortable. So she could have made it hell for me, but that's not the kind of person that she is. So I ended up bonding with Susan because of all the fights that we used to have as well. That's sort of helped get us closer. So it was actually really fun. We had a lot of fun. And then at the end of it, we would laugh about it the same way Rebecca and I did. So, but I definitely was nervous, but I got more comfortable because I got used to it. And then I looked forward to it. I was like, oh, who am I going to fight today? Let's fight some more. It's fun.
I mean, that's how, you know, I've always looked at you and Susan like that. Like, you guys had the most complicated mother-daughter relationship in the world of daytime. If there was ever a complication, it would have been you two. Because you were giving up. You know, originally,
right.
I think you were the aborted baby, but they rewarded. I really believe this. And you came, and you were giving up. And then you just wanted revenge on your mother, which I totally understand. And then, you know, you guys worked through it. It took you a lot of years to work through it. But you guys, you know, worked through it. And she was, you know, supporting you guys when, you know, she had to. When she had to support you guys, then she did. And you had so many great scenes with Walt Wheely. And I've always said myself, why couldn't they just made Jackson Kendra's father instead of making Kendra's father the evil person? And because then you and Greenlee would have been you know, sister. I mean, true.
But
she was sisters.
And do you remember Erica's wedding? Remember Erica's wedding? Technically, he did become Kendall's stepfather, and Greenlee did become her stepsister. Yeah.
Yes,
so,
and if, you know, they could have just stayed married. I know Erica can stay married. And at the end of my children, it's like, I mean, the end of ABC when, you know, Jackson walked out on her. I'm like, you just walked out on the queen. What are you doing, Jackson? And
you know,
I mean, it was just...
They have to... No, I agree with you. Sorry, go ahead.
No, it was just really weird that she's been married so many times, but she finally got it right with Zach.
Yeah.
It was always her, it was always meant to be her and him, I think. One person that could put up with her, one could put up with, you know, her kids, because Bianca was always, you know, his niece. So, so, and he accepted you, by the way, and then there was Rosie and Lily. So you guys have this big extended family already in the unit. And so I always thought it was just a great family unit when they got married and when they were all together. I thought it was, you know, a really good time for all of you, because, you know, you guys were finally a family, something Kendra never really had growing up, so you finally got that. And
She finally got the mother, you know, everything that she kind of wanted to have, that she finally had, for sure. For sure.
Exactly.
With her own family.
Exactly.
Too,
and I know I have co-hosts. I know I have co-hosts, but I'm kind of forgetting about them because when it comes to you, and everyone should know this by now, it's just like, I'm like, I tell everyone, like, someone asked me, one of my radio host friends goes, okay, if you could be trapped in an elevator with three of the daytime actresses, who would it be? I go, Alyssa Mansell, Lil Wayne, Rebecca Bowling. Done.
Oh, really?
And then they asked me about the guys, and I'm like, I can't answer that because technically without the guys I have become friends with, I could get in trouble missing all of them because it could really make me look bad. But with the women, it was easy. It was you three. It's always been you three. So you gotta get Rebecca on the show.
I gotta work on her. I gotta work on her for sure.
Yeah, you gotta work on her. And
if
before I let my co-host on, because I totally forgot about them. But I am so sorry about John Canahan's death in the midst of this. In the midst of, you know, I mean, at first when it was announced, I'm like, no, don't tell me the virus got him. Because at first we didn't know, but it was a heart attack. I'm like, no, he was so healthy and, you know, it was just heartbreaking.
You just never know.
You never know. And
you just
I know you didn't have a lot of scenes with him, but I was
pretty close with him. His dressing room was right next to mine. So every day I would see him. We would talk. We would chat. We would laugh. He helped me my first week there, John. He said, this is how you break down the script. This is where we go for rehearsal. He taught me so much, and he was such a cheerleader for me. So I actually texted with Eva, and she sent me a lovely text back, and I told her that he was a really special part of All My Children for me, even though I didn't work with him much. He, as a person, was there for me a lot. It's such a major loss because his personality was just bigger than life and beautiful.
Yeah, and I feel sorry for Eva LaRue
and her daughter
going through this.
Of course.
You all were going through this quarantine, and they were only allowed up there for like, you know, an hour or two. And I'm like thinking,
they don't
have the virus. Let them up. Let them just be with him. I mean, my grandma was in the hospital doing this whole thing. She's better now, but we couldn't go and see her because the quarantine. And there was a night where it didn't look good at all. It looked like basically my sister was calling all of us in tears and saying, we have to call and say, I love you, but that's it. I'm like, what? And he goes, I just talked to her half an hour ago. He goes, well, her breathing went down. She's on oxygen, and she might need a kidney dialysis. I'm like, you kidding me? And so me and my nieces in Idaho, I FaceTimed both of them because they were hysterical. And Sophie's 16, and she goes, that's it. I'm getting the call. I will be there in 8 hours, and you and I can sneak up and be with Grandma. And I go, honey, if we do that, we will be arrested. And she goes, oh, that's okay. Oh, I can bail us out. I'm like, okay. I do not need the headlines that I'm arrested right now, but I have so many interviews to do. And thank God she made it. But I told her she's not allowed to scare us ever again like that because doing the virus, I'm like, Grandma, just pick another time and freak us out.
Can you freak us out like in the middle of, you know, something that's not so awful? But she's okay.
Yeah, exactly. I better let on David because if I don't, I will never hear the end of it.
He's going to kick you out.
David!
David!
Hi, Lisa. How you doing?
Hi, I'm so good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm one of your fans, biggest fan of Kindle.
Aw, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
And yeah, you were great. I know you're from Florida, Plantation, Florida. When last time you were in Florida?
I was born in Plantation, which is right by Fort Lauderdale. And
I grew up
and went to high school. And so I actually grew up in a little town called Stewart. Which is like about 2 hours north of Miami. Lots of beaches and just a quiet, cute little town. So, and then I said, I'm going to get out of this place and move to New York City and be on the soap opera. That is actually what I wanted to do when I was 19. So, it was kind of, you know, I kind of made a little dream come true. It was a wonderful thing.
Yeah, well, I'm from Florida, too. I live in Florida right now.
Where in Florida?
I live near Plantation. I was in Sunrise, Florida.
Oh,
Sunrise.
Wait. You're in Sunrise?
I was. I lived there for a while.
Oh, you're right. Literally, you're right by my cousins. I know exactly where that is. Okay, so how is it down there? It's hot down there right now, right?
It's raining. Point out, I mean, it was raining off and on.
Oh, it's raining?
Bed.
Oh, but, well, yeah. Rain is good. It cools it off a little bit, right?
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
It's hot here in New York. So I would love to be down in Florida right now, away from this city and all the chaos that's going on. I would love to be down there. So enjoy it.
I am, cause, but that didn't even happen down here, but yeah.
All right. Is everybody healthy and well? No viruses?
Yes, we hang in there. So yeah.
Good.
So I live in Sunrise for a while, but I'm in Fort Lauderdale right now, by downtown Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, nice. Very nice down there. That's close to my sister. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Do you have a favorite memory from my children? Do you have a favorite memory?
Let me tell you, honey, I have a lot of favorite memories. But I think, let's see, I'll tell you two of them. One, I think, would be where I was fighting with Rebecca Budding, and we jumped into a pool, and then Cameron Madison had to jump in the pool and break up our fight. That was definitely a favorite memory, just in terms of it was fun and hilarious. And, you know, I got to hang out with two of my closest friends. And another one was, for the Zendel fans out there, was the moment when Zach tells Kendall that he loves her. When they're in Kendall's house and Greenlee just left town and she was crying. I remember I was wearing a green dress. I remember what I was wearing. And Zach, you know, said that he fell in love with her. It was just such a great moment. I could go on. There's a bazillion memories, but those are some really good ones that stick in my head for sure.
Do you have any? Yeah.
What's one of your favorites?
Well, all my children, there were so many. I guess your romance with S and K. I guess that was my favorite. S and K. Your romance.
Romance with who?
S and K.
Oh, yeah.
I have so many memories.
Oh, good. Yeah, there's so much. So many good scenes.
I know, yeah. What was like working with David Canary? Rest in peace.
Oh, God, I was just going to say rest in peace. I loved that man because he was such a professional. He always knew his stuff. But he was just the nicest man, and he actually was very fun to work with. You know, again, I was nervous to work with him because I was starting out and he was this daytime legend. But he was, he never made me feel, you know, nervous. He was funny and kind of goofy and just a really lovely, sweet man. I liked going head-to-head with him when we would fight over our companies. And I learned a lot from him, too, for sure. But he was just such a nice man. And sometimes he'd forget a line, and then he'd say, oh, shit. And then we'd laugh. And it was good to see that he was human and able to make mistakes just like the rest of us. But, boy, he made me a better actor because I learned when I was in the scene. And when I was doing scenes with him, he helped bring out the best in me, for sure.
Yeah. I miss him being a great actor. Okay. My last thing I'm going to tell you, we have a birthday bash for Carly this month, June 12th. You're invited to
birthday,
come back anytime.
Thank you. So is it it's Carly's birthday? Not the actress's birthday, but
yes,
Carly the character?
Carly's birthday. And I always sing in the banner, so, you know,
wait,
if you can call
your
in.
Birthday? Hold on, your birthday.
Yeah, it's my birthday. And
okay,
yep.
So you know what that means? That means you're a Gemini, aren't you?
Yes.
Are you a Gemini?
And so, David, do you have any more questions? Because if I don't have Bobby on, I'm going to be here by the end of it.
Thank you for coming on and talking to me. I appreciate it.
You're so welcome, David. Thank you for, you know, being so sweet and supportive. And I hope that you stay safe and healthy during this crazy time in our life.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And I'll come back on again and say hi to you guys.
Yes.
Awesome.
Okay.
I will have Bobby on, David, because I have
Bobby.
To.
Yes. It's like, oh, man. We'll talk again, David.
Yes. Hey, Bobby.
Hey,
hi,
Carly.
Bobby.
Hey, Alyssa. It's
how
good to talk
you?
To you again.
I know you
fine.
Too. I know exactly who you are.
Yeah.
How's
I
it
have,
going?
Yeah, because the number. Everything's doing fine in North Carolina. It's just a little warm and today, just like in Florida.
You guys, it's crazy. We're all spread out. We've got Seattle, we've got New York City, we've got North Carolina, and we have Florida. And can I tell you what's crazy about that? I have
what's that?
I have family members in all four of those states. My
oh
sister's
my
in Seattle. So listen to this. My sister's in Seattle. My dad's in North Carolina. I'm in New York, and the rest of my family's in Florida. So
wow.
You three are representing my family, which is kind of fantastic.
Well, thank you very much. Before I get into my question, you have sort of a homecoming when you did Erica and Jack's wedding in Baltimore, Maryland. What was it like, and did you get a chance
to hang out
with your parents?
It was really fantastic. You know, when I got to go down there, it was like a dream come true. I got to work on all my children. And then I got to see my real-life family, and my real-life family got to come and watch us film Erica and Jack's wedding. So it was pretty cool that my mom and Susan Lucci got to meet. And by the way, my mom kind of looks like Susan Lucci. I'm not kidding. So it was – my mom's a beautiful Italian lady, just like Susan. So, and they're almost the same age. So, I mean, you know, it was just such a cool experience for me to have my TV family around my real-life family. And to just to be in that beautiful place in Boca was just so nice to get out of New York and be in the beautiful warm weather. It was a treat. It was definitely another good memory of mine.
Mm-hmm. Right. I was listening to Martha Madison and her husband's podcast about a month ago, and Richie was on the show.
Oh, and yes. My hubby was on. He did a good job. Yep, he was.
Yeah, he did a good job, and I just – and now I'm following – now he's following me on Facebook. I'm not Facebook,
oh, nice.
Instagram.
Oh, right.
So,
he was talking about the restaurant,
myself,
right?
Yeah, and being a restaurant worker myself, and being that my restaurant just opened up today, and it's going to take a little time before I get back on the job.
Okay, so now are you guys in phase one?
After
we're
in stage
two,
our governor will put us into stage three soon. So once we're in stage three, I'm probably going to get my hair. I'm probably going to get my hair cut and then get ready to go back to work. But I am kind of ready, but I'm also a little nervous, especially since the last few nights we have had with these riots and stuff.
Sure,
I'm a little bit on edge.
Yeah, of course. Everybody is, and I don't blame you. And as long as you just, you know, watch out for people looting and, you know, do you have to wear a mask at work?
What? Well, actually, I've been wearing masks in public because when I went to the park on Saturday, I got a chance to wear my mask, but it started getting a little warm, so I took it off for a brief time and got some water.
Yeah, so you can breathe. Everybody has to sometimes take theirs off when it's hot out. You have to take it off to breathe for a minute. But, you know,
I wear my mask all the time.
Good.
But
as long as you wear your mask.
Now, I have
a
question. You grew up in Stuart.
Sure.
You grew up in Stuart, Florida.
Yeah,
in the same area that Lindsay Godfrey who plays Sarah on Days of Our Lives.
Can I tell you something? Lindsay and I went to the same high school. Lindsay Godfrey went to the same high school. And did I say her name right? I think I did. We went to the same high school, and we had the same drama teacher. So how about that?
Oh, my God.
Did
you ever met her before?
I met her at 1 year, and I came up to her, and I said, first of all, you're so beautiful. I came up to her. I said, you're so beautiful. I said, I just want you to know that you and I are from the same town. We had the same drama teacher, and now we're both playing Torsten's wives. So she was very sweet, very, very, very sweet. And that was right before she really made it big on Bold and Beautiful. It was like right when she started. So I went over and I just said a hello to her to let her know what are the odds? We're from the same small town. We had the same teacher. Obviously, I'm older than her, but it was like crazy small world. And then here we were both working with Torsten. So my drama teacher reached out to me. She said, oh, my God, two of my former students are on daytime and both of you are working with Torsten K. She couldn't believe it. It was just a crazy small world.
Yeah, maybe once things get settled down, maybe you guys could reunite on Days of Our Lives. But I would love to see perhaps you bring Kendall over to General Hospital, because if you can bring Kendall over, you got to bring back Rebecca S. Hayden. That's
I do. That would be very fun to play Kendall again. You know, my favorite show growing up, I grew up watching Days of Our Lives with my grandma.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
Oh!
I think we discussed that last time.
I probably told you that before. So, but my grandma always said... Go ahead.
So I can see possibly as maybe Teresa, if they recast Teresa, because Jen Lilly's kind of busy with raising a family of her own and with Hallmark Channel movies and different movies that she has after this stuff settles down.
A busy little babe. So you guys know what the problem is.
I can
see
as Teresa.
I'll take it. The problem about, for a while ago, a few years ago actually, I'm not going to tell you which one, but I got a call from one of the soaps asking if I can go out there. And as much as I want, you know, I wanted to go out and be on the show, I was busy as a mom, and I did not want to go out to the West Coast at that time. So I said, you know, the timing is not right, but perhaps when my daughter is a little older, I'll entertain the idea of maybe going back to a soap if someone would have me. But it would have to be the right timing, because right now, you know, she needs her mama. We're here on the East Coast. I'm here with our family. And so if the soaps came here, I'd do them in a heartbeat. But for me, you know, to go all the way to the West Coast and fly back and forth, I couldn't do it right now. But again, when she's a little older, because when all my children
moved to LA, that was one dilemma you got into.
That's right. Wouldn't it be great? Imagine if all my children came back. And we did like a fun little reboot. I mean, like different kind of reboot, but like brought Susan back, and just like that to work with all of my people again would be amazing.
Right. Well, I'll tell you one thing before I let you go. If it's not you as Kendall, it gotta be Liza Huber as Kendall, because she does great on Passions, and you was up for
you know
the
what?
Same
You're
role
right.
as her.
Heck, yes, because she would have to play her mom's daughter. I mean, that would be amazing. Well, don't forget, there is Sarah Michelle, who's pretty incredible.
But I'll let you go, and you tell Rich, and I'll make sure I just tell Rich, and make sure I'll talk to Richie on Instagram, and if he wants to give me any restaurant advice, and Martha and AJ, the same thing too, just not for them to use on their show, but just to talk to them in private about.
Oh, for sure. Thank you for following him, and thanks for popping on and saying hi to me. I was wondering if I would talk to you, because I remember from the last time. So, good luck with your work.
Right. I remember so many times of seeing you, of writing to you back in the day when you were on my tournament. Well, I guess you have a good night.
You too.
Well,
Listen, please stay safe.
Yeah. Okay, you
and
too.
Good luck with
and
work, Bobby.
Take care.
Good luck with work.
You too. And tell Willow I said hi, too.
Aw. I'll say, see that guy? He's so sweet. His name is Bobby, and he says hi, and she'll smile. So.
I know.
Okay. Bobby, have a really great
night. All right.
Bobby, I live with you on hold. And I know you have to go, Lisa, but I got to ask you this. One of my best friends, who's also my TV husband, Jay Eddie Peck, we are really close. How was working with him?
Peck.
Yes.
He was one of the first people I ever worked with when he played Jake.
He is... my husband, my TV husband, everyone knows it. He will also be on the birthday show. He texted me during the interview. And I'm like, I'm busy. I'm interviewing Lisa right now. And he goes, I worked with her. I'm like, I know. I'm bringing up your name. Don't worry.
He did.
And,
He was texting me because
I'm like, wait, you didn't get back to me. About the birthday show, my email, and he goes, I'm coming, don't worry.
Oh,
goes, well, I missed you today. I'm like, you missed it last year. He goes, okay, fine. Fine. One year I'm in trouble with you? I'm like, yes. And so, yeah, they Eddie loved working with you.
I always give him a hard time. Yeah.
That he's the one for you instead of Greenlee. I'm like, you know, Celia treated you better than Greenlee did. You should have won for Kendall. He goes, liked Greenlee and Zeke. I'm like, I did, but Kendall would have been nicer to you. So, yeah.
Wait, do you remember?
Yeah, so I, you know.
Who worked with Amelia?
I promised him.
Remember, he worked with Amelia, who played Mia?
Yeah, I promised him I would mention it. And so before I let you go, I had to, you were going to get me in trouble with my TV husband, and I really, really, really didn't want that. So I had to, I know I kept you 5 minutes longer, and I'm really sorry. But I'm blaming the boys. If I didn't have to bring the boys on,
don't worry.
Just remember, if you have to do any more homeschool with her, just have her take little breaks during the day. I found that out with my 7-year-old niece, if you just give her a couple of breaks during the day.
I give her breaks too, for sure.
Yeah, because my mom tried having her do it for like 3 hours straight. And mom called me and goes, this is not working. Like, just have her go run away on the house. And she goes, okay, fine.
Yeah.
But please, I hope you can come on the birthday show. And I will send you another banner. And also, talk to Rebecca, let me know. Because I really want you guys
Rebecca
on.
Sure. Well, I have to tell you, when you were talking about Jay Eddie, you just reminded me, my first day on the show, I remember I was wearing like a robe, and the first two people that I stood next to were him and Michael Knight. And I remember thinking, oh my God, these are the most handsome men I have ever seen. Him and Michael Knight, they both had these bright blue eyes. Didn't they play brothers? Weren't they brothers?
Uh-huh.
No. Yes, they were brothers, of course. And I was like, oh my God, I get to work with men like this? I could not believe just how they were so nice. I didn't know what the hell I was doing, but it was literally my first or second day there, and he was so lovely and sweet. And I didn't work with him much, but he was a doll. So there, I said that. So I'm gonna see what I can do about joining
you. I will, because he is just awesome. I'm trying to get him back in daytime. For my own selfish purposes of seeing his
right.
body on the screen every day. I'm like, come on, give me this. He goes, okay, fine, you give me on this soap and I will. I'm like, fine. But yeah, remember, we won't be in quarantine forever, but in a way, I just want us to be in quarantine until I get you and Rebecca on the soap. So in a way, this quarantine is kind of helping me.
It's
and not working
for you,
against
right.
me for us.
Totally. Yep. No, I get it.
Okay,
well,
and please send me a message what Rebecca says.
Yes, I'm going to reach out to her now. I know she is, I think she might even be driving cross country, like I'm not sure. I don't know what's happening with her yet.
When she was on Entertainment Weekly, she says you two talk every day, so that's why I'm like,
we talk almost every day.
No,
Yeah, we do. We talk a lot. I actually reached out to her today, and I did not hear back from her, so I'm going to check in with her and see what she's got going on. But
okay, have a great day, and please come
you
back.
You too, sweetie.
Because the boys want you to come back, so.
Yes,
and I want you to come back.
Happy early birthday, my fellow Gemini. I had mine last week, so we are literally fellow Gemini.
Oh, yes,
together.
Good. Happy birthday,
yes,
and please.
Thank you.
I will send you another banner. Okay.
Thank you. You guys are so sweet, and everybody stay safe and healthy and good.
I will. Okay, bye.
Okay. All right. Take care, everybody. Bye.
Bye.
All right.
Okay. Are both boys on?
Hello.
David? David?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I never took you off. I am so sorry. But
Hello.
David, Bobby, we are here.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Carl?
Yes. Yes.
Oh,
I didn't hear the unmuted sound on the other end, but I'm here. But that was a great interview.
I have breaking news. Everyone, I have breaking news. I'm so excited. I am so excited. Besides, our interview with Larissa Mensah was, perfect. Tomorrow at 12 o'clock West Coast time, we have the one and only Tristan Mothers on.
At 3 o'clock, our time, Bobby. 3 o'clock.
No,
this is 12 in the morning. It's 12. Is this 9 in the morning your time or 12 at in the afternoon?
No,
12 p.m.
12 p.m., you know, like afternoon.
Okay.
3 our time, 3 our time.
Yes,
right. I forgot to tell Alyssa, my birthday's coming up on Monday. I forgot to tell her.
I mean, we are getting the interviews on Daytime After Dark, like never before. And I love it. And I just want to say to my my brothers, you guys are like my brothers, you know, because we all drive each other crazy in this family, and Maggie is not feeling well. I mean, she's not sick. She's just dealing with a lot.
I understand.
And
I was just hoping that she was. I was hoping she would have been on tonight because I was.
Oh, I know, but I think last night she was having trouble sleeping. And breaking news on the protest front. I'm going to cry because right now they are storming I-90 and 405. So which is not good for me. This is like
Right. Something
we've never seen before with the protesters. And
I get why they're
protesting. I get it. But I hope
I'm tired of seeing people just try to break windows in Raleigh and
that is unacceptable.
Yeah.
That is unacceptable.
Exactly.
But
and
I
and trying to burn down our historical landmark. I don't like that. I lost part of General Hospital with the Nurses Ball episode because of people standing in the streets in Durham on Monday.
Yes,
and I know that some markets on the West Coast have lost some General Hospital that comes on at 2 Pacific because of what Barack Obama is saying right now, but that's okay. It's a rerun. It's, I understand. It's not like it's brand new.
You know, I just want to say that it's been a mess in Seattle. And Bellevue, Redmond, I live on the outskirts of Bellevue, Redmond, and the mall, they trust you. They trust the mall. They trust my mall, you guys. And you guys know how much I miss the mall, damn it. And so, and they, someone stole the cake from the...
I don't know what you mean, because our Walmart in Fayetteville was the same way, too. And some of the banks that I go to get money out is the same way, too. So,
yeah,
so I'm glad everything
also,
is back. I mean, we're having actually a peaceful protest. I hope it's peaceful tonight, because we're still in the curfew, but I'm hoping it's peaceful where it, all hell doesn't break loose again. Because I'm kind of seeing what happened in Atlanta or Washington or D.C. or L.A. or any other parts of the country because of it.
It was bad in Florida, too. They probably didn't do it in protesting Florida.
Yeah, and I just want to say that we would not be in this mess if the Mississippi was the Mississippi...
Minnesota,
thank you. If the Minnesota police did their job and arrested the three of the four of the, you know, other people,
now they have been if they done it in the first place.
Yeah, now they have arrested the three others.
Three.
You know, and they should be arresting the four of them, really. So I just want to say that it was wrong, and I just want to say what Pete Carroll said. We owe tremendous amount to Conrad Kennepack for taking a stand against police brutality and the racist opposition. When he did that years ago, it was the right thing to do. And,
it's kind of scary. And it reminds me a little bit of what happened after Dr. King was assassinated. I mean, we can go through our history books, and David probably is older than us and knows a little bit about what happened after King was assassinated with all the riots in the big cities.
Yes, and I just, I'm pissed off because PKO is getting so much slack on Twitter right now, and it's pissing me off. Okay? He said this 3 years ago. It's not like the first thing time he said this. And police, we just closed it in the downtown Portland immediately. Okay? So Portland just got closed down. They are storming I-90 and 405. And, it's over for Sean Hannity and his wife. Oh, good. I'm glad she woke up from him. And so tomorrow we have Tristan Mothers and David, I will let you know about Mackenzie, her manager will get back to me today.
Yeah.
So,
I'll probably get a text from David about that, but as far as I know, I can make this show, but I'm going to have to apologize for Tristan if there's some background noise, because I will be traveling, getting my money out, and getting one of my birthday perks to use up.
Will you be gone?
Huh? I'm going to be actually, I'll still be calling the show, but what I'm saying is I'm probably going to have to leave the show to call in my order or end up having to pick it up on my own because of the fact that I'm using up my birthday coupons because it's my birthday month and I'm going to Red Robin to get my free meal.
Oh, okay. Well, but that's on the 8th. Also, my birthday is on the 12th.
Mm-hmm. I'm definitely going to call in.
So you will be here on the 12th, right?
There might be some background noise, and I don't know if I...
That's okay.
If I might be on hold when I'm ordering my food, because I don't know how to work two-way calling that much.
Okay, well, just text me that day, so don't, you know. And just remember, you guys, just go relax, and then tomorrow we have Tuesday Mothers.
Yeah.
So have a great day, and thank both of you for hosting the show with me today.
All right.
And David, go get something to eat. I know you're hungry.
I gotta get something to eat too. I'm hungry too because it's 6 o'clock Eastern time and I'm hungry.
Well, you boys are always hungry.
Yeah. Well, you got a couple more hours. You're 3 hours behind us.
I'm teasing you too. I have the right to tease you too. Whenever I want.
But I don't know what I'm having for dinner tonight. But
okay, well, have a great day, you guys.
All right.
See you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bobby and Cubby.
Okay, bye. Okay, bye. Bye. I said bye to both of you. Remember that.